In Unit 2, we are going to focus upon both inpatient and ambulatory, otherwise known as outpatient, situations and how HIT can support both. We will briefly discuss the patient care process and how location can shift how HIT is used. While the patient is at the center of both types of encounters, both inpatient and ambulatory, providers and support staff may rely on different functions of HIT based on the location. Because care is provided in a variety of settings, there can be no one-size-fits-all. But at the same time, there is core functionality that must be present regardless of where care is rendered. Discussing HIT in both settings is important as the process of healthcare delivery evolves and changes in the U.S. The increase in services provided in ambulatory settings is very notable, and new emerging sites of care are proliferating, and it is likely that this trend will continue. Community pharmacies are transforming into sites of care for patients, with an increase in the number of minute clinics and the like appearing in large pharmacy chains or large retail stores. Walk-in clinics where nurse practitioners and physician's assistants work alongside a pharmacy, workplace-located wellness clinics, convenient care being provided to patients in their homes through telehealth services, and even medical tourism, where patients travel to foreign countries for high-quality procedures at lower total costs, are all areas where data capture and data coordination with the larger healthcare system is required. In this unit, we will identify the health IT functions that support a generic ambulatory care process, and we will also identify the health IT functions that support a generic inpatient care process. I emphasize the word generic because the processes may vary, so both of these are provided to just give you a general idea of how processes roll out and how HIT can support both.